The new lock project in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan will be completed and open to shipping in 2030 as long as U.S. federal government funding keeps flowing in a timely manner to the crucial megaproject. Officials from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' Detroit District's new lock at the Sault project brought stakeholders and the media up to date on the project in a webinar held Tuesday. The U.S. government approved the new lock project in America's Water Infrastructure Act of 2018. The new lock at the Sault project is being built in three phases. Phase 1 upstream approach channel deepening to accommodate larger ships passing through the new lock, 2018 to 2021. Phase 2 construction of new upstream approach walls and related infrastructure, 2021 to 2024. Phase 3 construction of the new lock, 2023 to 2028. Phase 2 is 95% complete. Phase 3, construction of the new lock, got underway in July 2022 and crews are busily working as project officials continue to rely on U.S. government funding to complete the project. Construction work in 2024 has focused on dewatering the construction site, electrical work, constructing a new bridge to a new power plant, demolition of the old Sabin lock, filling up the old Davis lock chamber and excavating bedrock in order to start pouring concrete for the new lock's walls this fall, officials said Tuesday. The site's MacArthur lock is still operational and can accommodate smaller vessels, but only the Poe lock is able to accommodate the 1,000-foot-long ships that transport millions of tons of iron ore from mines in Minnesota and northern Michigan to steel mills along the Great Lakes. Crews are actively trying to keep the Poe lock running while the new lock is being constructed. The Poe lock is currently operating on borrowed time. It's a 55-year-old lock with a 50-year lifespan and it's the Achilles heel of our nation's supply chain of iron ore, said Molly Mahoney, new lock project manager, at Tuesday's webinar. It's estimated that within a 2 to 6 week in scheduled outage of the Poe lock, 75% of our nation's high-strength steel production would cease. That would shut down automobile, appliance and heavy equipment manufacturing across our entire nation. A 6 month in scheduled outage would result in 11 million jobs lost and a $1.1 trillion economic impact, Mahoney said. Maintenance work on the Poe lock will continue into 2025, including replacement of some of its components, officials said. The new lock at the Sault is being built where the Sabin lock once was and will be the same size as the Poe lock, 1,200 feet long, 110 feet wide and 32 feet deep. The new lock project has been funded in the amount of $1.967 billion, USD, to date. Officials say that despite the entire new lock project having been approved, there are several rounds of waiting on bundles of government funding to be okayed by Congress in order for the project to be done by 2030. The next step really is to continue to work through the budgeting process, which is an appropriations process in Congress, said Kevin McDaniels, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Detroit District Deputy Engineer. Both the House and the Senate have committees that work on those, and there's also a president's budget. The president submits a budget, makes its way over to Congress, both the House and the Senate will do an appropriations bill and eventually go to conference to seek resolutions of those. Really, at this stage of the game, there's no more authorization needed, it's just going through competing with all the other priority projects across the country, McDaniels said. While $1.967 billion has been approved so far, McDaniels estimated the final price tag for the new lock will be around $3 billion, USD. Estimates are good at one specific point in time, but we do think that if we were to find additional, congressional, funding, our current cost estimate would probably be a little bit under the $3 billion mark. At this point in time, we're looking at, if we stay on track, probably in the $2.9 billion range, McDaniels told Sault today. The existing Poe lock will continue to operate alongside the new lock long-term after the new lock opens, McDaniels said.